Stephen's conversation with Mitch Main got us thinking about identity, how it's expressed and where the conflicts are. And we wanted to hear from some people who are figuring out their identities and how they affect their daily lives. Mills College student Skylar Crownover sent us this commentary about the way people perceive gender and how it affects a very basic part of the day.
As I stand in the bathroom, hands soapy under the hot water, I can feel their eyes burning holes into the back of my head while they try to decide what might be between my legs, as if it's any of their business. I have never understood this impolite and intrusive behavior that has followed me throughout life. When did society deem it okay to recheck the sign on the door when you walk in and see me, or to directly say, "I think you're in the wrong bathroom"? There has been no change in the force with which this question hits me as it repeats itself at 7, 10, 15, 18 years of age. In a society that insists bathrooms are based on biological sex, you are not allowed to ban me based on my gender. I wish I could say that this was uncommon, that these were isolated events, isolated to me. But bathrooms pose an incredible challenge to transgender and gender nonconforming people. When I was 10, I used to sneak into the men's bathroom because it was easier. In the men's bathroom, I wasn't questioned. It was freeing. But that is no longer a safe option, so I am forced to endure the accusing, disgusted looks. Bathrooms are not the place for society's microscope. A little privacy, please.